This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Dave Brown, and this is a podcast version of AMI's Morning Show, now with Dave Brown. Catch the live broadcasts weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m. Eastern on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Welcome back. It's Now with Dave Brown on AMI Audio and AMI TV. Hope you've been doing your brain exercises because it's time for the weekly news quiz.
All right, Dave, it's good to be back. It feels like it's been a while since I've been in this quiz master role, but we are indeed back with the news quiz. And we've got some, no new twists or anything as far as the rules go. The rules are the same. Three rounds of questions, three questions per round. And each question comes with three multiple choice options that if our contestants refuse to hear and can answer the question correctly, I'll give them 2 points. If they need to hear the options and get it right, I'll give them 1 point. If they get it wrong, we move on until the point is awarded. Though we do have one twist today. We have Dave Brown returning. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
We have Mark Phoenix back with us. Hello, Mark. And we have Sam Robinson filling in this week as Karen McGee is away. Hello, Sam.
Hi, guys. I'm glad to be on finally to feel the pain of being a contestant rather than messing up in the technical side.
Yeah, you've scored default points before, but now you have a chance to score actual points.
Maybe.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. Paul Daniel, our producer, has put together the quiz. He also did the randomizing draw. And Sam, you get to go first. So let's just rip that Band-Aid right off. Here we go. Round one, Sam. What well-known Canadian financial institution recently introduced a new logo?
That would have to be Scotiabank.
Incorrect. Sorry.
You know what? I had to go for the fences on that one.
All right. Well,
it was one of them.
Lots of time to catch up, so not a problem. Dave Brown.
I'll take the options, please.
Your options are RBC, the National Bank of Canada, or CIBC.
I'm going to go with the National Bank of Canada.
That is incorrect. Mark Phoenix.
Oh, wow. I would never have guessed the other two, but I'm going to have to guess one of the other two.
So it's RBC or CIBC.
I guess I'll go with RBC.
I guess I'm on the board.
Default points.
CIBC.
That come back
no, sorry, Sam. The point goes to me. Nice try, though. The bank says the new logo is inspired by its 1966 double chevron logo that it created to celebrate the bank's 100th anniversary. CIBC last updated their logo in 2003. Dave Brown, lava from a volcanic eruption in La Palma forced thousands of people to evacuate last week. Where is La Palma?
It's off the coast of Spain and North Africa.
Correct. Way to go. 2 points for you, sir. The eruption began a week ago and destroyed more than 300 homes up until at this point. Mark Phoenix, what Chinese developer caused panic in global stock markets this week over fears of its imminent collapse?
Oh, my goodness. I saw this name in the news and it went in one ear and out the other. So I'm going to have to take the options.
All right. Your options are Everglade, Evergreen, or Evergrande.
I guess Evergiven isn't on that list, is it?
Afraid not.
Really stop up the entire financial system. I think it was Evergreen.
Incorrect. Sam Robinson. Was it
Evergrande?
Okay, there you go. Sam is on the board. China's second largest builder and one of the world's largest companies, but now has more than $300 million in debt. So round one comes to an end. Dave Brown with 2 points, Sam Robinson with 1 point, and me with 1 point. Let's go to round two. Dave, you get to kick it off. Here we go. What CNN personality was accused of sexual harassment by a former boss in a New York Times column last week?
Oh, man, I missed this. I need the options, please.
Your options are Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo, or Jim Acosta?
Chris Cuomo.
Good guess. It was Chris Cuomo. Shelley Ross, under whom Cuomo worked while at ABC News, claimed that the CNN anchor sexually harassed her at a bar in New York City's Upper West Side. Ross later clarified that she never viewed his behavior as sexual in nature and is not asking for him to be fired from CNN or to become, quote, the next casualty, end quote. Mark Phoenix, nanobodies from what type of animal have shown significant potential in early trials as treatment for COVID-19?
Antibodies from an animal, you say?
Nanobodies, yes.
Oh, nanobodies.
Nanobodies, yes.
I'll take the options.
Your options are a llama, a lizard, or a lamb.
Ooh. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to have to just take a wild guess here. A lizard?
Incorrect. Sam Robinson, is it a llama or a lamb?
Llama.
You are correct.
Nice.
2 points for Sam. Researchers at the University of Reading in the UK injected a llama named Fifi with a vaccine and then picked the nanobodies out of her blood to create a nasal spray to fight COVID-19. All right, Sam, you get to follow it up here. What supermodel from the 1990s disclosed last week that side effects from a fat freezing procedure caused her to become depressed and turned her into a recluse after, quote, not looking like myself any longer, end quote?
I'm going to need the options, but I have a guess.
All right. Your options are Kate Moss, Linda Evangelista, or Claudia Schiffer.
Evangelista is not ringing anything to me, so I'm going to say Kate Moss.
Incorrect. Dave Brown.
Can I do those options again, Mike?
Your options are Linda Evangelista or Claudia Schiffer.
Man, I haven't heard Claudia Schiffer's name in a million years. I'll go with Claudia Schiffer.
We got a point for Mark Phoenix on the board by default. Linda Evangelista had been asked why she wasn't working anymore, like many of her contemporaries. She said that after the procedure, she developed paradoxical adipose hyperplasia, a side effect in which patients develop firm tissue masses in the treatment areas, and last week filed legal action against Zeltic Aesthetics, seeking $50 million for distress and loss of work, as well as compensatory damages. So, round three comes to an end. Everybody's on the board. Sam with 2 points, Dave with three, Mark with one.
Anybody's game.
Absolutely. Mark, what musical cleaned up with 10 wins at the Tony Awards this past weekend?
I'm going to swing it for the fences and guess Dear Evan Hansen.
Incorrect.
Karen, I'm going to need the choices.
Yeah, Karen McGee's not here. She would have nailed this one if she was here. She gotten 5 points with this one.
100%. All right, Sam, your options are Jagged Little Pill, Moulin Rouge the Musical, or The Sound Inside.
I'm going to go with Jagged Little Pill.
That's incorrect. Ah! Dave Brown, if you get this wrong, I get 2 points.
That puts you in contention to win.
No, I get 1 point. Sorry about that. So,
but it'll put you at 2 points total,
right,
which puts you in contention.
You're right.
I'm going to go with The Sound Inside.
And guess what? I have another point.
Oh, my gosh.
Moulin Rouge, 10 wins.
Karen McGee is listening right now being like, I would have gotten that.
100%. Sunday's awards were the first live Tony Awards since 2019. The pandemic forced Broadway theaters, of course, to close in March of 2020.
You know, I saw the commercial for this during the football game, and I didn't think to myself, well, I'm just going to hang on CBS for a little while longer.
Also, what year is it? Like, Moulin Rouge is winning awards?
Sam, you have 2 points. Dave, you have 3 points. Mark Phoenix, you have 1 point. Sam, you can swing for the fences and get the win, or play it smart, get the tie, and go to a tiebreaker. Here it is. What country elected the first female majority parliament in Europe only to have a recount indicate a slight drop in their gender parity?
Finland.
Incorrect. Dave Brown.
Options, please.
You'll get two because Finland was one of the options.
Okay.
So 50-50 shot here, Dave. Luxembourg or Iceland?
I'm going to go with Iceland.
And you got the point, Dave. You get the win. Early results showed that Iceland's parliament, women had won 33 seats out of 63, up from 24 in the previous election. However, a recount in the west part of the country changed the outcome hours later, leaving female candidates with just 30 seats. That's still the highest representation for women in Europe at nearly 48%, ahead of Sweden at 47% and Finland at 46%, respectively. Dave, you don't need the point, but we could still potentially, depending on how you do this, Sam could still tie this if you don't listen to the options.
Swing it around. Yeah.
What newly retired female Canadian Olympian announced she's launching a female-focused sports agency called AG Sports Inc.?
Oh, it's a great idea, but I would love to hear the options, please.
Oh, Dave.
Can I say?
Your options are Christine Sinclair, Sophie Schmidt, or Georgia Simmerling.
Let's go with Georgia Simmerling.
And cemented.
Mm-hmm.
Simmerling announced her new career 1 week after officially retiring from a career that included Olympic appearances as an alpine skier, a ski cross racer, and a track cyclist.
Mm-hmm.
And with that point, our winner is DB, 5 points. Oh, Sam with two. Mark with one. Me with two.
Flexing.
Worked out for me. I'm happy with that.
Flexing biceps.
Tiebreaker, guys. It was a tough week for Tyler Shandro, who resigned his position as health minister in Alberta. He was reassigned in a cabinet shuffle. What's his new portfolio?
Mark. Transport minister.
Mark.
Transport minister.
Incorrect.
Dave. It's labor relations and something else.
And labor minister. Here. Yes. Congratulations. An extra non-point for Dave.
Having a big day here. Having a big day. First and foremost, I want to give a special shout out to Sam. Sam, thank you for stepping up and filling in for Karen today. You did a great job, even if you didn't get the W.
I want to know if Sam's going to come back. Does he want to play again?
Defend my second place finishing. Yeah.
Well, you know, second place requires a second shot at it. Hey, Mark, always great having you on board. Nice to hear from you. I'm sorry you didn't get the W this week.
Eh, c'est la vie. It's always fun.
And Mike, you are a great quiz master.
Thank you, Dave.
I succeed well when Mike asks the questions. You've been listening to Now with Dave Brown. Hit the subscribe button on any podcast platform and leave us a rating and a review.